This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Bijaya Dasami, the main day of Dasai festival, being observed with tikka and blessings from elders. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology warns of heavy rainfall and flood risk from Saturday to Monday. Residents in vulnerable areas urged to stay alert and follow updates. Bus accident in Japa kills 3 people, leaving more than a dozen injured. And mass layoffs loom as US government shutdown enters second day. Now the news in detail. Bijaya Dasami, the most important day of the 15-day long Dasai festival, is being observed across the country today with tikka and jamra from elders. The ritual of receiving tikka and jamra symbolizes blessings, prosperity and the victory of good over evil. According to the Calendar Determination Committee, the auspicious time for tikka this year was set at 11:53 a.m. However, the committee noted that the entire day is considered auspicious for receiving blessings. Tikka is prepared from offerings made during the 9 days of worship that begins with Ghatasthapana, while the yellow jamra germinated during the festival is worn as a symbol of well-being. For those unable to receive tikka today, the practice can continue until Kozagrath Purnima, the full moon day that marks the final day of the Dasai festival. President Ramchandra Podel has extended his best wishes for stability, good governance and prosperity on the occasion of Bijaya Dasami today. In his message, the President greeted all Nepalese sisters and brothers, both at home and abroad, wishing them happiness, peace, prosperity and continuous progress. Meanwhile, President Podel has said he will not offer tikka to the public this year. According to Arshana Khadka, information officer at the office of the President, the decision was made in view of the current situation in the country. In previous years, the President observed the tradition of offering tikka to the general public during the festival. Likewise, Prime Minister Susila Kharki has announced that she will not receive or offer tikka this year, citing the loss of life during the recent Gen Z movement. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has urged the public to exercise special caution from coming Saturday to Monday, warning of possible heavy rainfall and rising water levels in several provinces. The department has asked residents of Bagmati province to remain alert. This includes Kathmandu Valley, Kabri Palansuk, Sindhu Palsuk, Roswa, Makwanpur and Chitwan. Residents of Koshi province are also urged to stay cautious. This covers Songkhua Sabha, Taplejung, Ilam, Japa and Morang. In Madhya province, people in Bara, Persa, Sarulahi, Rohtad and nearby districts are advised to remain vigilant. The warning is due to the high risk of sudden floods in small rivers and streams. According to the department, a low-pressure system developed over the Bay of Bengal is moving from Odisha towards central India. As a result, monsoon winds are expected to enter Nepal with active monsoon conditions, likely between Friday to Monday, particularly affecting Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces. During this period, the water levels in the Narmadi, Bagmati, Kamala and Kosi rivers and their tributaries may rise significantly, with the possibility of reaching danger levels. Sudden floods may also occur in rivers and streams originating from the Mahabharat and Churi ranges. The department has called on the public to stay updated through its website, social media platforms and toll-free number 1155. It has also appealed to agencies involved in disaster risk reduction and management to strengthen preparedness, issue timely forecasts and early warnings, and take precautionary measures to minimize risk of flood, inundation, landslides, soil erosion and other hazards. 3 people have died and more than a dozen others injured in a bus accident at Bhuttabari of Jaffa district this morning. At around 9:30 a.m, a bus travelling from west to east lost control and overturned about 5 meters off the road. One passenger died on the spot while two others succumbed to their injuries on the way to hospital. According to the District Traffic Police Office Jaffa, the identities of the deceased have not yet been released. More than a dozen passengers were injured and were rescued by police and local residents before being taken to BNC Hospital in Birtamod. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Mass layoffs of U.S. federal workers are expected to begin within 2 days. The White House has warned as lawmakers trade blame over the first government shutdown in nearly 7 years. According to the BBC, the shutdown began on Wednesday after Republicans and Democrats in Congress failed to agree on a new spending plan before the midnight deadline. All the attempts to vote on measures to end the shutdown failed just hours after it began, with little indication that either side is willing to compromise. The Senate has since adjourned, raising concerns that the shutdown could drag on, threatening hundreds of thousands of jobs and potentially costing the U.S. economy billions in lost output. At a White House briefing on Wednesday afternoon, Vice President J.D. Vance accused Democrats of playing political games. Democrats say they allowed the shutdown in an effort to negotiate protections for health care benefits for lower-income Americans, adding that discussions with Republicans over these benefits have so far been unsuccessful. Afghans took to the streets to celebrate the restoration of internet and telecom services after a temporary shutdown by the Taliban government, which had drawn widespread condemnation. The BBC cited local reporters as saying communications were resuming, while Internet Monitor NetBlocks reported a partial restoration of connectivity. The 48-hour blackout had disrupted businesses and flights, limiting access to emergency services, and raised concerns about further isolating women and girls whose rights have been severely restricted since the Taliban returned to power in 2021. On Wednesday evening, hundreds of Afghans gathered in Kabul to spread the news that internet services were back. The Taliban government has not provided any official explanation for the shutdown. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning at some places of the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as Madhya province, and at a few places of the hilly and Tarai regions of the remaining provinces. There is also a chance of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vijaya Dashami, the main day of Dashami festival, being observed with tea can blessings from elders. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology warns of heavy rainfall and flood risk from Saturday to Monday. Residents in vulnerable areas urged to stay alert and follow updates. Bus accident in Jaffa kills 3 people, leaving more than a dozen injured. And mass layoffs loom as U.S. government shutdown enters second day. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.